We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It is me, Bob Mitchell, in for Scoot in the Afternoon, who hopes to be on the air with you tomorrow. Well, I hope we're going to have a good afternoon today. Weather is still very, very nasty. It's always good for me to get off the couch and come in and spend a little time with you guys. Here's what we're going to be talking about for the next 3 hours. More than 250 rallies were organized across the United States on President's Day. Protesters were carrying banners and placards that called President Trump's national emergency fake. Now, do you think rallies like this against the president embarrass the United States in the eyes of other countries? Or do you think it's our freedom at work? My main objection here is we have the President of the United States stating that to keep our country safe, he believes that we should build a wall. And it's okay to be against that. I don't have any problem with that. I just object to all of these rallies around the country basically saying the president's a liar. We don't believe in the president. I know we have a right to protest in this country, and I would never, ever want to see that go away. I just wonder how it looks in other countries. I know when I see some of these rallies in other countries protesting things, I just wonder what's going on in that country. And, you know, maybe I'm right in the middle on this sometime. But I just don't like the way it looks. I don't know any other way of saying it. Let me read a text message on this already. Bob, Trump has made us the laughingstock of the world. When U.S. citizens protest his policies, other countries see them as true American patriots. Maybe you're right. Another text message says that Trump embarrasses the country. So give me your thought on this. And what I'm asking is that, how do you think other countries look at what's going on here? Then probably the story is going to be the hottest thing this afternoon. An 11-year-old student in Florida is facing charges after refusing to stand for the Pledge of Allegiance and creating a disturbance in the classroom. The boy was arrested for causing a disruption and refusing to repeat instructions from school staff and law enforcement. Now, according to the school, and I will read you the whole story and give you all the facts in just a second, he was not arrested for refusing to participate in the pledge because they have a right not to do it. He was arrested because of the ruckus that he was causing in the classroom. They told this child multiple times that he needed to leave or needed to sit down, and he just argued back and argued back. The principal came in. That did no good. So finally they called the police. Now, I believe with some of these teachers' unions, I believe that is a policy to where if you feel you can't handle a situation and you go over it over and over again and you're making no progress, I believe that a lot of the teachers' unions require them to call the police. Now, was the school's action calling the cops a little over the top? And is your profession safe, or do you think it is on the way out? Have you had to change professions because yours was no longer needed? Now, throughout the evening, we're going to give you what jobs are in and what jobs are out. And what jobs do you know that just ain't there anymore? When you think about things like, I have a new grandson. And I remember when we had our children, we had home delivery with cloth diapers. Cloth diapers, I mean, that's gone. At one particular time, that was a big thing. A delivery man delivering milk. That was another job that used to be that just ain't there anymore. But what about you? Are you in a profession that you worry is just going to eventually just evaporate? 260-1870. Let me grab this quick phone call, and then we'll go to our first break. Let's go to Philip. Philip, how are you?
Philip? Hey, listen, I'm doing fine, thank you. And thank you for coming to the program. But look, I was just listening. You're reading some text about what the world thinks. I have dual citizenship. I was an educated, you know, and I speak French as a first language, English as a second. I was educated in Belgium, and I have dual citizenship with Canada. Let me tell you, the first thing we do as a foreigner, and I'll speak as a Canadian, is that we want security with our own countries. And we always had a joke in Canada. It's like, man, we're always afraid that the American, we're always afraid of the Russian missiles because they would never reach the United States. They'd fall on us. So, I mean, all these texts are coming in where the world hates Trump. I just can't believe any of that because, I mean, when I'm back home, it's like, you know what? We love him because we know he's going to protect us.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. You know, and it's like, even in Canada, we have to deal with this media. And they used to, you know, and they hated George Bush, and they did the same thing. So it's like, you know, either you have security or not. And it's like, no one will admit it. They won't admit it. And it was heartbreaking during the war with President Bush and Prime Minister Chrétien. Didn't be part of the coalition of the willing.
Mm-hmm.
But then Brian Mulroney stood by and supported Reagan. So I mean, it's the same thing. So to think the world doesn't respect Trump, no. They might think, you know, his tweets or he's just, you know, people say he doesn't have presidential, but who cares whether how he acts? If he's protecting the world and leading it, then that's with a strong military, then that's something that Europe and certainly Canada wants. So I mean, that's all I wanted to say. I was listening to these texts you were reading, and I'm like, well, I mean, I don't know what world this is, but I, like I said, coming from outside the borders, that's the world I'm hearing.
Yeah, and again, it is okay to protest. I think that the way I look at things, if you and I and a bunch of people in our neighborhood, we decide that we want to protest about something, that's one thing. But you got to feel, and it's just my opinion, that when you have protests like this all over the country, I believe it's organized by the Democrats. I believe that they have gotten together, and I'm not going to let the Republicans skate on everything, because I've said this so many times that when the Democrats are in office, the Republicans do whatever they can to get them out, and vice versa. I just don't know how this appears to people in other countries, and maybe I shouldn't even worry about that. And I get back to one thing. We have a president who says, to ensure the security of this country, we need to build this wall. And I think you have to honor that.
And not only for America, but the rest of the allies who, you know, like I said, you know, in Canada, we always, like I said, set the joke, and it's like during the war with George, you know, with Iraq. I mean, it's 9/11. And the thing was, like, wow, it was pretty scary to us. It's like, you know, for years we had been protected by the American Eagle.
Yep. You know? Philip, I appreciate you phoning in. Our phone number is 260-1870. When I come back, I'm going to give you the complete story of the 11-year-old student in Florida who's facing charges after refusing to stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. I'm Bob Mitchell in for Scoot in the Afternoon on WWL. An 11-year-old student in Florida is facing charges after refusing to stand for the Pledge of Allegiance and creating a disturbance in the classroom. The boy was arrested for causing a disruption and refusing repeated instructions from school staff and law enforcement. He was not arrested for refusing to participate in the pledge because students have the right to do so by Florida law. The sixth grader from a Tampa suburb allegedly told his substitute teacher the flag is racist and the national anthem is offensive. In response, the teacher asked the student, why not go to another place to live if it's so bad here? And she said that he answered, they brought me here. And she said that he was talking about that he had come from Cuba. The substitute said, well, you can always go back because I came here from Cuba, and the day I feel I'm not welcome here anymore, I would find another place to live. An officer and a school administrator tried to calm the student. The administrator asked him to leave the classroom more than 20 times. The student allegedly made threats while being escorted to the office. Police then reported the student to the juvenile assembly center and charged him with disrupting a school function and resisting an officer without violence. Now, I don't have much more than this. I think that they finally released him to his parents. Now, officers would not arrest a student for not standing, because you can't do that in Florida, but would arrest a student for screaming, yelling, and making threats. Now, did the school cross the line here when they went to law enforcement? However, I think, I'm not sure about this. I know in some teachers' unions, it is to protect the teachers if a student gets to a point like this where they do call the police. Now, is the teacher guilty of bullying? 260-1870. Let's go to Brian. Brian, thank you for calling WWL.
Bob, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, Brian. Brian, what's your thought on this the situation with this 11-year-old kid?
I think it's a shame, Bob. I mean, if you're here, it's because you should want to be here, right?
But is the teacher maybe guilty of bullying here?
No. The teacher can't disrupt the whole class for one disrupted person at all.
Was it right for the teacher to say, if you don't like it here, go to another place to live?
No. They didn't have to give their opinion on that. I'm sure they thought it was a teaching moment.
Uh-huh.
But that really wasn't the way to go.
Well, I think that might be a little over the line, but you know, I'm for the right to do so, but I just believe if you live here, you should not want to refuse to say the Pledge of Allegiance. That's just me. And of course, you realize that this kid didn't learn this on his own. He had to learn that from home.
Well, that social media, he's learning what he sees in everyday life.
That's true.
And it's a shame, Bob. But you know something? Having served in the military, we do what we have to do to give us our mm-hmm. rights, and that's also the right not to say the pledge. I have to say, I don't like it, but that's my feeling.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I don't like it, but it is the law. Now, I see on my screen you want to talk about profession, the jobs that used to be here but ain't there no more?
Oh, yeah, you said something about how we used to get milk delivered, which I did. I was born in New Orleans and fourth generation Irish, but I also remember I had Charlie Chips delivered to me. That was kind of cool mm-hmm. when I was a kid. And the other thing was there was a coffee company, and I don't remember the name that my mom and dad had coffee brought to them. And, I mean, the days are gone, but I guess they're coming back with Amazon, right?
I guess so. I had to fill up and get some gas today, and as I'm pumping my gas, I'm thinking, now, here's a job, and I'm sure most young people have no clue what I'm talking about, but there was a time when you went into a service station where they pumped the gas for you. That was a job.
And check your oil.
Pumping gas.
And check your oil.
Right, and check your oil.
Window.
All right, Brian, thank you so much. I'm going to go to Yolanda. How are you today?
I'm fine. How are you?
Fine. Yolanda, do you think the rallies around the country against the president embarrass the U.S. in the eyes of other countries, or are a great example of our freedom in action?
Well, first of all, our president has embarrassed us enough. He's an embarrassment in itself. And if he's a liar, he's just a liar.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I understand what you're saying, and I usually really enjoy your show, but I was taken back by that statement because it doesn't matter when or how we protest. What he is doing in the world and what the rest of you think the rest of the world doesn't see nor hear the lies that he tells that are proven lies. So it doesn't matter whether we protest or how or where or how much, because he himself is a living example of a lie.
Okay, can you give me an example on where you know he lied?
Well, first of all, he lied about his affairs. He first said that wasn't true.
Mm-hmm.
He hadn't given anybody any money. Then he lied about corn. He said there was nothing going on with them at all. There was nothing. Then he lied about, I mean, so many things. I could go on and on.
Go ahead.
And the next thing is, as far as the Republicans, it doesn't need a Republican to organize anything. All you need is the internet now. And you can organize anything you want.
I guess these rallies more and more are showing me, and maybe I just don't want to admit it, how incredibly divided this country is. It is so divided.
It is a shame.
And what it's going to take to get it back together again, because I have a feeling that the 2020 presidential race, we thought the last one was bad. Who knows what they're going to be saying about each other in 2020?
Well, I'm optimistic that they won't get into the gutter.
Oh, come on.
Our outstanding president took us to a gutter that I've never heard before in politics. The man's mouth is a garbage can. So, you know, hopefully the only way we can look is up.
Well, I think in 2020 they're going to start in the gutter. Yolanda, look, I've got about a minute left. Give me your thoughts on this 11-year-old student in Florida who they actually called the police on because the disturbance started after he refused to stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, and they had to call the police to restore order.
I think the teacher didn't handle it properly. She doesn't have a lot of tact. Because
mm-hmm.
she shouldn't have gone there with that child. When you're in the classroom, you're in control. So the better thing and the wiser thing to do was say, okay, we're going to talk about this after class.
Correct.
That would have diffused the situation.
Yeah,
is 11 years old, and you're an adult. So who has control?
And I think the teacher came off as a bully at that point when she said, well, go back where you came from. That's not good.
I think she incited the situation.
Well, Yolanda, I enjoyed talking to you. Thank you so much for listening.
Okay.
All right. Okay, our phone number is 260-187. You can text me at 870-870. Let's see. Oh, time almost forgot. We have CBS News coming up. We are talking about a couple of things today, this afternoon. One is your profession safe, or do you think it is on the way out? And have you had to change professions because yours was no longer needed? That's just one of the things on our talk table for the rest of the afternoon. I'm Bob Mitchell in for Scoot in the afternoon on WWL, and right now we're going to break for CBS News, and then Jim Hanzo is standing by with more WWL live and local news. All right, welcome back to the show. A couple of things we are talking about this afternoon. Our WWL Big 870 Blue Runner opinion poll question. Do you think the rallies around the country against the president embarrass the U.S. in the eyes of other countries or are a great example of our freedoms in action? WWL.com is where you put your vote. And kind of close right now, 53% say it's a great example of our freedoms in action. 47% say it is embarrassment in the eyes of other countries. All right, let's get back to our phones. We're going to go to Mark. Mark, thank you for calling WWL.
Yes, sir. How are you?
I'm fine.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, you want to talk about this 11-year-old student in Florida. What happened is that he refused to stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, and he and the teacher got into it.
Right.
He said he thought it was racist. The teacher basically told him, if you don't like it here, go back where you came from, because she came from Cuba. And she said, if ever I felt that I wasn't wanted here, I would go back. So do you think the teacher handled it right, or could she have done it in a better way?
Well, you know, of course, hindsight, you can do it in a better way. But she's probably, like the rest of us, sick of the complaining.
Mm-hmm.
On how everything's racist. You know, everything is racist. And, of course, you know, there's the Kaepernick thing, and, of course, he learned it from home. And that's one big reason why I don't send my kids to public schools. I think there's some public schools out there that offer exceptional curriculum, but they have to tolerate all that. Yet, in a private school, they'll just get rid of them. I don't want, you know, that kind of behavior becomes contagious.
Mm-hmm.
So I just think it's, you know, the 11-year-old don't watch the news. He don't know anything. He's hearing that at home. So I blame the parents. And if they have such a bad attitude, I'm with the teacher. Go home. If they don't like it here, they think the U.S. and everybody's so racist, mm-hmm. why'd they come here?
Mark,
why'd they leave Cuba? It's so wonderful.
So you think you don't think the teacher could have handled it?
Oh yes, yeah. Hindsight, I'm sure she wished she could have. But as a human, and you know, she probably got sick. She don't want to hear it. She don't want to hear that. And she probably reacted instead of thinking about it. And she's probably sorry the way she handled it. But I can understand the way she handled it because she's sick. You know, and especially a substitute teacher. Do you remember when you were? We all goofed off with the substitute teacher.
Tried to take advantage of the substitute. You're right.
And by the way, I'm old enough to where at 15 and 16 for 2.5 years, I did work at a full service station, pumped gas, fixed tires. That don't even exist anymore, and it's a damn shame it don't.
Because, well, you know, I have a text message here which I did not know about. It said, "Hey, Bob, in New Jersey, it's the law. You are not allowed to pump your own gas."
That's exactly right. I've been in different states where you cannot pump your gas, but that's it. They got to come up there. They don't check your tires and your oil and everything, but they just pump your gas because they think you're an idiot and you can't do it.
Thank you, Mark. We're going to go to CJ. CJ, I appreciate you phoning in. What's on your mind?
I was calling about the teacher in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
The story I heard, the teacher did not call the police.
School called the police.
The teacher called the student resource officer. The student resource officer made the decision to call the police because the student would not calm down. The student got out of hand when the resource officer came, and he made the decision to call the police.
It's still the school making the decision to do that, though.
Well, but I'm with the last caller. You know, my daughter is a teacher, and the parenting they're getting at home today is ridiculous. They're taught to disrespect authority. I had my daughter told me of a situation where she had a student that was disrupting the class. She sent him to the office. The office called his parents. The mother showed up the next day threatening my daughter for sending her daughter to the office. Yeah,
my daughter is a teacher also and has told me similar stories.
It's ridiculous. You know, I will be honest. I was not a perfect student. I got in trouble when I was a teenager in school. Mm-hmm. But if I would have went home and told my parents that I disrupted the teacher, I was in twice as much trouble.
Yeah.
That's why I finally grew up, because, you know, I wasn't allowed to just do what I wanted and disrespect teachers and authority. When I got home, I was in way more trouble.
Yeah.
I would rather face the consequences at school than face the consequences at home.
Well,
you don't have that anymore.
The difference is, back in the day, as people say, we were taught to respect the teachers and police officers and everybody else, all adults. We are going to take a break, and we will come right back. Our phone number is 260-1870. Give us a call or text me at 870-870. And welcome back to the show. One of the things we're talking about this afternoon is a story about an 11-year-old kid in Florida facing charges after refusing to stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. Now, the school says that's not why they wound up calling the police. The school says it was causing a disruption and refusing repeated instructions from school staff and law enforcement. I got a text message that I have failed to mention, which I know we mentioned at least once, that this was a substitute teacher. A substitute teacher who, when the kid said he thinks the flag is racist and the national anthem is offensive, the teacher said, well, why not go to another place to live if it's so bad here? Now, just the fact that she is a substitute teacher doesn't mean that she should know the law. The law says that the child does not have to stand. I'm a substitute host, but yet I have to follow the same rules. Okay, let's get back to our phones. We're going to go to Bob calling from Prairieville. How are you, Bob?
I'm doing all right, sir. How you doing?
I'm hanging in there.
That's good. That's good. Yeah, taking care of business for school. That's good. Yeah, so, but, you know, the thing about it is with this child, it all starts at home. You know, you have to have respect for an adult. You know, I raised all my kids with my wife, and we had a daughter. She got sent to me from California when she was 13 years old. She came down with that California attitude of that she could do whatever she wants to do. Well, she swung at my wife. I was up at Angola Penitentiary at the Correctional Officer Academy, and on my way home, I asked my wife, I said, is she sucking her food through a straw? She said, no, she's your daughter. I wasn't going to do nothing to her. Well, when I got there, she was to say, I let her know what was going on. But the thing about it was, is she was running her mouth the whole time telling my wife, well, I'll call the police if he touches me and all this kind of stuff.
Sure.
Well, okay. Well, I came home, and I let her know right then and there. Here's the phone right there on the wall. You go ahead and call the police, because I'm going to text you right now, child. If you're going to accuse me of accusing you, I'm going to jail for a real good reason, and that's for taking you off this earth. When it comes to an adult, it is yes, ma'am, yes, sir, no, sir. Bottom line, ain't no ifs, ands, or buts about it. You got a problem with an adult, you bring it to me, and I'll handle that adult on an adult level. Well, 2 weeks later, she was on the phone with her mother in California. I get the phone from her, and I said, okay, great, I got to hear her mom now. No. First words out of her mouth was, "Is what did you do to her? I said, what you mean, what did I do to her? She says she's respectful. I said, I let her know who the adult was. She said, well, everything she said was yes, sir, no, sir. This child is interruptive in that classroom. He disrupted the class. He disrespected an adult. Now, the thing about it is, I agree with you that she probably could have handled it in a different manner. But who better to tell him, well, if you don't like it here, go on back. I came from Cuba.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of people that came from Cuba that love it here. Even though Fidel Castro opened up his prisons and gave us a whole bunch of his inmates that he couldn't handle. What this child does not understand, and I blame this on George Bush Jr., and I blame it on Obama. George Bush Jr. put the law into effect that said no child left behind. In other words, they have these children in their classes in order to get the federal funding. Obama mandated that they take history out of school. Why? Because a socialist mindset is they don't want you to know the history of your country. Now, our country was founded on protest.
All right, Bob. I hate to cut you up, but go ahead, finish up, because I've got to go to a break right now.
We protested against a king, and our country was founded on that. So I agree with you. We have the right to protest, but it all starts at home.
All right, Bob, thank you so very much. 260-1870 would like your opinion. Bob's worked up, that's for sure. That Bob, not me. I'm calm and cool. We're going to take a break and come right back with WWL. Our Big 870, Blue Runner opinion poll question. Do you think the rallies around the country against the president embarrass the U.S. in the eyes of other countries or are a great example of our freedoms in action? You can go to WWL.com and give us your vote right now. 54% say embarrass the U.S. in the eyes of other countries, and 46% say it's a great example of our freedoms in action. Let's go to our next caller, which is Philip. How are you, Philip? It says you're on the road. Where are you driving right now, Philip?
Oh, right now I got back over here to Elmwood. But this is the thing about the student and the teacher.
Mm-hmm.
The teacher should have been prepared. She should have did our research before she hit the classroom. That student had a waiver, whether people agree with it or not. That was already a waiver that he did not have to stand.
That's true.
And his parent came up with it. And long story short, because of that teacher action, she cannot teach in that school district anymore.
That's true.
You see, so other than that, when she took that profession, she should have known what she was getting into.
Well,
you have courage. You say your kid is a teacher. I understand, but you have to realize and you have to read the rules. If you want the kids to follow the rules, first the teacher has to leave, because now you have the rest of the class looking at that teacher. That kid wasn't bothering anybody.
Mm-hmm.
The kid, the, class hasn't come accustomed to it well, he do not stand. That didn't stop us, the other kids from standing. But when she enforced her beliefs upon him, when the school district had it already written in his policy that he did not have to stand. Now, whether people like him not, from standing or not standing, that's a whole different matter. But when she superimposed herself, that's when the trouble started. That's why she can't teach anymore, because well, she did not read the policy.
Well, if she could have, she could have engaged in a discussion about the pledge. She could have talked to the student after class, but what happened is when, you know, when she started challenging him, he's 11 years old. And
yeah, so you have to lead by example. I was in school also, and I picked the difference up on the teachers. We had some bad teachers also. Mm-hmm. So I did not gravitate to them. I gravitated to the teachers that wanted to teach, and that's what helped me.
All right, Philip, thank you so much. Let's go to James. James, thank you for calling WWL.
Yeah, I was calling because we were talking about how people just can't seem to get along and there's so much hate or misunderstanding in the country these days.
Our Blue Runner opinion poll question. Do you think rallies around the country against the president embarrass the U.S. in the eyes of other countries or are a great example of our freedom in action?
It depends on what country you're talking about. If you're talking about Europe, you're probably talking about people seeing a great example. If you're talking about Russia, Saudi Arabia, the Philippines, yeah, they would probably look at it and say, look at these fools. Why can't they just let their country become a dictatorship like mm-hmm. ours? Why don't they just let go? We're not going to stop. This country is not going to be a dictatorship. It's going to be a democracy because the true people of love and care are going to come out. We always do. This past weekend, I was able to go to a concert downtown with a friend of mine who's on Facebook, usually totally different from me, posted stuff, you know, pro-Trumpster, pro, you know, everything. That I see a lot of hate and all those. But once we got together, all that was gone. You know, we were together. We didn't even think about that when we were together in person. I think it's more something when you're on Facebook, you just feel free to shoot it off and do all that. Once we got together, we didn't talk about that the whole night. We went to the show at the House of Blues. Mm-hmm. ICP, Clown Love, everyone out there that went the other night. We had a great night. It was a great show. And you see so many people coming together. You know, you didn't see any of that hate. You didn't hear
any
of that.
We should be able to have different political views and still be able to love each other.
I do. My family. I'm the only one in my family that I voted for Trump. I voted for Hillary, and I didn't like voting for Hillary. It was a bad candidate. It was a bad choice. But man, it's what we got stuck with. And to tell you the truth, I'm glad that Trump got in office because it gives us a chance to truly shake things up. Things are being shook up right now, and I'm so glad that the Democrats did win back to Congress. You already feel a change in the air with people and some policies. You can see how things are changing. And how if they weren't in office right now, we wouldn't have any kind of a stop on what the president and some others are doing. And that's a scary thing for some people out there. I don't think y'all understand when y'all talk sometimes how hateful it sounds. You know,
you're right.
Because in the end, the Lord judges us. And we got to get ready for the afterlife. We got to have lighter hearts. We can't have these dark hearts because when you go to the other side and you're judged, you're going to be judged on these dark things. And the Lord is merciful. The Lord is love. So all this hate you bring to the other side, boy, it might feel good right now on earth when you're living in the world. But uh-huh. You go to the other side, you better stack some love or you're going to be in a world of trouble.
All right, James, thank you so much. Got the news next and then more of your phone calls on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.